This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Government approves President Ramchandra Podil's upcoming visit to Switzerland and Germany. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda shares government's plan to implement Employment Bank to address demand and supply of jobs and entrepreneurship development. Nepal improves budget transparency, securing 50 score in open budget survey. And former U.S. President Donald Trump guilty on all counts in historic criminal trial. Now the news in detail. The government has approved President Ramchandra Podil's upcoming visit to Switzerland and Germany. The meeting held at the office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers in Singha Darbar yesterday approved President Podil's visit to attend the International Labour Conference to be held in Geneva on the 13th of June. The government spokesperson and Minister for Communication and Information Technology, Rekha Sharma, said there was a schedule of President Podil to visit Germany from Geneva. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has said the government will implement the concept of Employment Bank to ensure employment to the Nepali youths on the basis of knowledge, skills and technical expertise. Addressing an employment fair in Kathmandu yesterday, the Prime Minister argued that the Employment Bank will deal with the issue of demand and supply of jobs and the entrepreneurship development. The head of the government said entrepreneurship development would be expedited by best utilizing the labor skills and experiences of the returning migrants and others staying within the country. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Dahal said a socialist cultural revolution was necessary for social transformation. Inaugurating the 8th National Conference of People's Culture Federation of Nepal yesterday, Prime Minister Dahal stressed the need for establishing a socialist culture by wiping out superstition. He suggested the formation and mobilization of local clubs for promotion of production and labor-based culture. The Open Budget Survey 2023 has revealed that Nepal has improved in budget transparency score to 50, which is higher than the global average, which is 45 out of 100. Nepal scored 31 in public participation in budgetary process, which is higher than the global average score of 15 out of 100. Likewise, the country secured 36 in legislature oversight, lower than global average, whereas Supreme Audit Institute oversight is 67, which exceeds global average. However, Nepal's budget transparency score is short of 61, that is considered minimum threshold to foster an informed public debate on fiscal policies and practices. According to the International Budget Partnership's latest open budget survey, Nepal secured 59th position among 125 countries surveyed in 2023, while it was 77 in 2021. A bill aiming to amend the Constitutional Council Functions, Duties, Powers and Procedures Act 2066 Bikram Samath has been endorsed by the State Affairs and Good Governance Committee under the House of Representatives. According to the committee president, Ramhari Khatiwada, a meeting of the committee yesterday passed the bill with amendments. The bill had been pending for long in the committee due to lack of consensus among the political parties regarding the decision procedures of the council. The committee endorsed a provision allowing the council to make decisions in a meeting attended by the council chair and a 50% majority of the total members. Finance Minister Barshaman Poon has said the budget unveiled by the government for the upcoming fiscal year 2024-25 has received positive comments. At a program organized by the Nepal Association of Financial Journalists in Kathmandu yesterday, Minister Poon shared that the stakeholders had made their comments on the budget, terming it a balanced document. The finance minister claimed that the government had brought a balanced and realistic budget. Likewise, President of Federation of Nepalese Chamber of Commerce and Industry, FNCCI, Chandra Prasad Thakal, stressed the need of implementation of the issues raised by the private sector, which have been incorporated in the budget. Israeli Ambassador to Nepal, Hanan Goder, has demanded unconditional release of all 125 people, including Bipin Joshi, who was abducted by the fundamentalist group Hamas. Addressing a program organized in Kathmandu on the occasion of Israel's 76th Independence Day yesterday, Ambassador Goder made the demand. Ambassador Goder informed that Israel wanted release of those who were held hostage. Vice President Ram Saheb Prasad Yadav graced the event as the chief guest. The Israeli ambassador expressed his commitment that Israel would continue to maintain peace and tolerance in the West Asia region. Ambassador of the People's Republic of China to Nepal, Chen Song, has said China is ready to help upgrade the Bara-Bise-Tatopani road section. During a discussion held on Wednesday evening with stakeholders at the Tatopani Customs Office about border management and the road leading to the Miteri Bridge, Chinese Ambassador Chen said both countries could build roads together. He also shared that the Chinese technicians would come to study the location of the landslide and other facets of the roads. The Weather Forecasting Division recorded record high temperatures across the country yesterday. The Nepalganj city witnessed the highest temperature, that is 44.2 degrees Celsius, yesterday. Meteorologist at Department of Hydrology and Meteorology, Gobinda Chha, informed that yesterday's record was the highest ever temperature measured in Nepalganj. The cities in western plains of Nepal have been facing searing summer heat. Thangadi recorded 44.1 degrees Celsius yesterday itself. Earlier, the Bhairahawa city had witnessed 43.6 degrees Celsius last month. On Thursday, Biratnagar sweltered at 41 degrees Celsius and Ghorahi at 40.2 degrees Celsius. Even the hilly cities, including the federal capital Kathmandu and tourist capital Pokhara, had scorching weather. It was 34 degrees Celsius in Pokhara and 34.4 degrees Celsius in Kathmandu on Thursday. Currently, the local wind and westerly wind are impacting Nepal's weather along with the little impact of lower pressure system in the vicinity of Bihar of India. Staying with the extreme heat, now on to some international updates. Extreme temperatures across India are having their worst impact in the country's teeming megacities. The AFP news agency on Thursday quoted experts as warning that the heat is fast becoming a public health crisis. Director at the Research Institute Climate Trends, Arati Khosla, said the cities were more vulnerable to the compounding effects of urbanization and climate change. India is enduring a crushing heat wave with temperature in several cities sizzling well over 45 degrees Celsius. Former US President Donald Trump has been convicted on all 34 counts of falsifying business records in his historic criminal trial in New York. It is the first time a former or serving US president has been convicted of a crime. He will be sentenced on 11th of July. The ex-president could face prison time, but legal experts say a fine is the more likely outcome. Trump calls the verdict a disgrace and attacked Judge Merchant, who presided over the case. The verdict comes as he campaigns to defeat Joe Biden in November's election and return to the White House. The court heard from 22 witnesses over 6 weeks, including Stormy Daniels, whose alleged sexual encounter with Trump was at the center of this case. The impact of the historic verdict remains extremely unclear in terms of how it will affect Trump's electability. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division. The weather will be partly to generally cloudy in Kosi Province, Madhes Province, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province, and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning and gusty wind is likely to occur at a few places of Kosi Province, Madhes Province, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province, and at one or two places of the hilly regions of Lumbini Province. Well, with this we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up, the headlines once again. government approves President Ramchandra Poryal's upcoming visit to Switzerland and Germany. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda shares government's plan to implement employment bank to address demand and supply of jobs and entrepreneurship development. Nepal improves budget transparency, securing 50 score in open budget survey. And former US President Donald Trump guilty on all counts in historic criminal trial. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.